One useful trick for accelerating data warehouse queries is to make use of aggregates in the form of indexed views and explicitly rewrite your queries in order to take advantage of them in a very reliable fashion. And this technique works with any version of SQL Server that supports indexed views, which were introduced in SQL Server 2000. If you look at this query, it's a relatively simple star join query that involves a fact table, this fact reseller sales part, and two dimensions, the date dimension and the product dimension. And we filter to a specific calendar year. And in the we group by the date, the name of the day of the week, and the product name. And you can imagine that the result of this would then be transferred into, say, a spreadsheet where you'd build pivot tables on it and pivot charts and so forth for additional reporting. So I'm going to run this and you'll see how long it takes. So it took 7 seconds to run that query. You see it did work on every CPU core. It did a fair amount of work. Actually, I'll run it again and you'll actually be able to see how much work it's going to do overall in addition to the elapsed time down in the Messages tab. So you'll see that it actually took 48 seconds of CPU time, even though the elapsed time was only 7 seconds. So it's a fairly long-running query. So in order to accelerate that query, what I've done is go ahead and create a indexed view, which groups by order date key and product key, and sums up sales. So it gives the total sales. I use this isNull here because it otherwise I can't create an indexed view on this because the sales amount column is nullable, so I get an error message. Anyway, this aggregate defined by that view, we can materialize by creating this index on it, and I've already done that. I'm not going to do it again. So now, if you take a look at this query which I showed you before, now look at this variation of it. The only difference between the first query and the second one is that we've replaced the name of the fact table, which is fact reseller sales part, with the name of the indexed view, and we put a with no expand hint on there so that the system knows to treat the index on the view just as if it was a physical table. It doesn't expand the definition of the view in line in this query before trying to process it. And it's important to note that we are aliasing this to the same alias, so the rest of the query doesn't change. It just treats it like F. This all works because the other columns referenced in the query are also present in the view. So let me run this and we'll see how long it takes. Bam, it's done just that quick in a sub-second response time. So if we look at the elapsed time, it actually took only a quarter second of CPU time. Oddly enough, the elapsed time was longer. I'm not really sure why. But much, much quicker because the number of rows in the indexed view is a lot smaller than the number of rows in the facts table. I believe that the indexed view has about a quarter of a million rows. And the fact table has about 100 million rows. So that accounts for the difference in time. So remember this trick. It works with indexed views. You can also do it with user-defined summary tables where you may, during your ETL process, create a snapshot and save it into a temporary table, which you would refresh daily, that contains an aggregate. You could also use the name of a table like that in this kind of query rewrite. So The advantage, of course, of using index views in this situation is that index views are automatically maintained by the system. And if you make a few small changes to the data, you're still going to get, you're going to have those index views be updated automatically, and you'll continue to get correct answers to your queries. You don't have to worry about the index view getting out of sync with the data in the base tables. So there you have it, a relatively simple query rewrite technique based on index views, which can greatly speed up query processing in a data warehouse.